And now West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A former Carrollton High School athletics coach and educator drowned in a Troup County, Georgia lake Saturday morning while participating in a fishing tournament. Friends and family of 82-year-old Vernon Wilkes of Carrollton confirm he drowned on West Point Lake near the Whitewater Access Area. Authorities were called to the lake at 9:17 a.m. on Saturday, where Wilkes reportedly fell off the front of a boat. His wife and other boaters attempted CPR until emergency services could arrive. Wilkes was declared dead at the scene. Funeral arrangements are being handled by Allman Funeral Home. Wilkes would have turned 83 next month. Well, if you're a civic organization, veterans group, or nonprofit that has used the Carroll County Ag Center as a venue for your events in the past, you may not have that option to use it again if the Carroll County Board of Commissioners in April votes to limit center use to only ag-related activities. Specific descriptions of those who are allowed to use the facility has apparently never been defined by the county, and permissions have either been granted via the county ag extension agent or the county chairman. Defining who can and can't use the ag center has been in discussion since at least last autumn, and while District 5 Commissioner Ernie Reynolds may have always had concerns about this, he had never been so publicly vocal about this concern until after the facility was rented by nonprofit Carrollton Rainbow LLC in September. Reynolds asked fellow commissioners to clarify who can use the county building at the board's most recent work session.
I think we should focus on having the Ag Center for ag-related activities and have it used for that 99% of the time. If there is an exception, it should be for maybe the sheriff's office or whatever to hold a function for whatever the government needs are. But I am for having very clear direction. I think we have been very helter-skelter.
District 4 Commissioner Steve Fuller responded to Reynolds. He agreed that clarifying use for the facility is great, but he questioned leaving out veterans, civic groups, and nonprofits.
What I'm hearing and from what I see right here, we want to eliminate the veterans organizations, the Kiwanis, the Lions, the Rotary Club, Civitan. Is that we're going to eliminate those folks?
Well, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Reynolds also last week alleged he has, quote, heard that ag opportunities are being ignored because other non-ag related activities had already claimed those days on the calendar. However, County Extension Coordinator Paula Burke seems to dispute Reynolds' claim.
Since I've been department head since 2012, ag has always been given the priority to have their events there. I can't think of any time that I would have bumped an ag event for a private event or even a civic group. So.
And Burke said she reaches out to local ag-related groups long before the new year starts to see if any want to claim dates on the next year's calendar, giving them first dibs. Another qualifying period for several local, state, and federal races beginning on Monday ahead of the May 21st primary election. Qualifying for partisan and nonpartisan candidates will close on Friday, March the 8th at 12 o'clock noon. In Carroll County, local races include chairman and sheriff, commissioners, District 1, 3, and 5, and county school board districts 3, 4, and 6. Qualifying for county races will be conducted at local elections headquarters, while qualifying for the state house and senate seats will be conducted in Atlanta. Villarica City Council holding a special called meeting Monday to revisit a number of items that require to be tabled during February's regular scheduled meeting, and an executive session is scheduled. No specific topic was revealed for the executive session on the agenda, only that the meeting will be to discuss or deliberate upon the appointment, employment, compensation, hiring, disciplinary action or dismissal, or periodic evaluation or rating of a public officer or employee. Villarica Mayor Leslie McPherson last week said she had requested the new deputy city manager to resign, or that city council vote to remove him, or legal action is possible. McPherson's demands come after she and others have interpreted the city charter as making former mayor and new deputy city manager Gil McDougall ineligible to work for the city within 1 year after leaving his office. McDougall was mayor of the City of Gold until the end of 2023. The Georgia Environmental Finance Authority has announced an award of close to $4.5 million from the Clean Water State Revolving Fund going to the City of Temple. The loan will finance replacing the current 10-inch undersized outfall sanitary sewer system to a 24-inch outfall sewer at Williams Mill Creek. The project will also work to direct the existing sewer capacity to a new sewer lift station. Temple will pay 2.9% interest on the 20-year loan. Projects financed by this award can serve and improve water resources to facilitate economic development. For breaking news throughout the day, stay tuned to this local radio station. Follow the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page and visit the NewsTalk1330.com website. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.